It's time that America stands up for working people!
It's the ultimate David versus Goliath moment. David being the coal miners from rural Alabama who have been on strike for nearly 12 months, calling on Warrior Met Coal, their employer, for a new union contract with better wages and working conditions.
They can work us 7 days a week, up to 16 hours a day.
Goliath being the asset management company BlackRock with a nearly $10 trillion portfolio. It owns the largest stake in the Alabama coal mine.
You will be placed under arrest on a charge of disorderly conduct.
And that is why the miners were in New York outside BlackRock headquarters demanding their voices be heard.
They care nothing about the communities the people live in. They cut so many jobs, you know, running skeleton crews. So there was a lot of jobs that were just lost or terminated. And is happening, you know, more and more.
Both BlackRock and Warrior Met Coal declined to comment. But the bigger picture is unionization. In the early 1980s, for private sector jobs, about 20% of the entire American workforce belonged to a labor union. Today, that number is below 6%. But that could be changing. The push by American workers to join labor unions seems to be gaining speed.
The people united will never be defeated.
Also in Alabama, 6,000 workers at an Amazon warehouse are trying to unionize. They would be the company's first organized workforce. At Starbucks, after workers at two stores in New York voted to unionize last December, staff at around 30 other stores are following suit. And it's even happening at Capitol Hill, where congressional aides to House members are organizing to form a union.
We're seeing workers everywhere take back power. You know, during the pandemic, many people risked their lives for corporations to work for very little money. And now they simply want more.
Unions built the middle class.
President Joe Biden, who recently outlined a proposal to make union membership easier, is widely considered the most pro-union president in decades. For the miners, they hope their struggle has galvanized others.
It's time the working class of America stands up and fights back.
Their fight continues. Gabriel Elizondo, Al Jazeera, New York.